I think I am, the long-haired, long-legged blonde thought, torn between excitement and alarm, about to have my first affair with a married man. Her name was Louise Dutton, and she pursed her lips thoughtfully and cocked her head unconsciously to one side as she considered that improbable likelihood. She was at the wheel of a yellow, 6-year-old, 1967 Cadillac convertible, the roof down, moving 15 miles over the posted 45 miles per hour speed limit, northward in the center lane of Roosevelt Boulevard, which runs through the center of northeast Philadelphia from Broad Street to the Bucks County line. Louise Dutton was 25 years old, weighed 115 pounds, and her blonde hair was real, a genetic gift from her father. She had graduated 3 years before, B.A. English, from the University of Chicago. She had worked a year as a general assignment reporter on the Cedar Rapids, Iowa Clarion, 6 months as a news writer for KLOS TV, Channel 10, Los Angeles, California, and for 11 months as an on-camera reporter for WNOG TV, Channel 7, New Orleans, Louisiana. For the past 5 weeks, Louise Dutton had been co-anchor of Nine's News over WCBL-TV Channel 9, Philadelphia. 30 minutes of local news telecast at 6 p.m., preceding the 6:30 national news, and again at 11 p.m. A crazy scenario entered her mind. She would get arrested for speeding, preferably by one of the hotshot highway patrolmen. He would swagger over to the car in his shiny leather jacket and his gun and holster with all the bullets showing. "Where's the fire, honey?" Mr. Macho with a gun and a badge would demand.
"Actually," she would say, batting her eyelashes at him, "I'm on my way to meet Captain Moffat."
Captain Richard C. "Dutch" Moffat was the commanding officer of the Philadelphia Highway Patrol. And the cop who stopped her for speeding would either believe her and leave her, properly awed, or he would not believe her and ask her where she was supposed to meet the captain, and she would tell him and maybe he would follow her there to see if she was telling the truth. That would be even better. Maybe it would embarrass Dutch Moffat to have one of his men learn that he was meeting a blonde in a restaurant. It would not, she decided. He'd love it. The cop would wink at Captain Big Dutch Moffat, and Dutch would modestly shrug his shoulders. Dutch expected to have blonde young women running after him.
I am losing my mind. Is this what happened to my mother? One day my father appeared and she went crazy? Is that why I'm going where I'm going and in this circumstance? Because Dutch Moffat reminds me of my father? Is it true that all little girls harbor a shameful secret desire to go to bed with their fathers? Is that what this is, Dutch Moffat in loco parentis?
Ahead on the left, she spotted the site of their rendezvous. Or was it assignation? The Waikiki Diner, to judge from the outside decor, was not going to be the Philadelphia equivalent of Arnaud's, or, for that matter, even Brennan's. More like the Golden Kettle in Cedar Rapids. She turned into the U-turn lane, jammed the accelerator to the floor to move her ahead of an oncoming wave of traffic, and then turned off Roosevelt Boulevard too fast. Louise winced when she felt the Cadillac bottom going over the curb. The Cadillac was her college graduation gift, or one of them. Her father had handed her a check and told her to pick herself out a car.
"I'd rather have yours," she said, "if I could."
He had looked at her, confused, for a moment, and then understood. The yellow convertible? It's 3 years old. I was about to get rid of it.
Then I can have it, she'd said. It's hardly used.
He had looked at her for a moment, understanding, she thought, before replying. Of course, he said. I'll have someone bring it here. She had leaned forward and kissed him and said,
Thank you, Daddy.
And he'd hugged her.